'Tis the season for many to be shopping, and for those of you who plan to give the gift of music, our music director, Ned Wharton, is here again to offer his annual CD gift guide.
Every year about this time, the holiday CDs pour in. Treacly New Age stuff, punk versions of O Holy Night, and every other stripe of pop singer hoping they've created the next big Christmas carol.
It's Santa Claus' favorite Christmas. It's the bestest one of all.
I won't name names here, but you get the idea. There's a lot of dreck out there. It's no wonder that we're often better off retreating to the tried and true. On this CD, Tchaikovsky's greatest hit, The Ultimate Nutcracker, there's a classic rendition of the piece by Eugene Ormandy and the Philadelphia Orchestra. But for those who just can't get enough of this chestnut, there are other arrangements on the CD as well. Here's the Modern Mandolin Quartet. Then there's this wacky retelling of the Nutcracker tale by Spike Jones and his City Slickers from 1945.
Don't you think they're both entrancing? What could be as graceful as a hunk of tin?
Especially in the chorus, dancing with the chorus. That's a pretty picture, or my name is Duncan Tin.
If we're straying too far from tradition here, let's move from the ridiculous to the sublime. There's a reissue this year of the pinnacle of the Christmas repertoire, Handel's Messiah, in this Grammy-winning recording from 1966 of the Robert Shaw Chorale and Orchestra. Now let's get to a few gift ideas. As the weather gets nippy, sometimes it's a comfort to let our thoughts drift off to the beach. This CD by AM60 might be just the cure for the inevitable wintertime blues. Besides the obvious Hawaii Five-O reference, the sound of the group might be familiar for another reason. AM60 leader Chris Root comes from the group Mosquitoes, whose retro Brazilian style has been getting a lot of play recently in various TV commercials and over the radio. Turns out Chris Root's music has been big in the UK and Japan for years, but only now is getting released in this country on the CD Big as the Sky. Wondering about that name, AM60? Well, it's short for Always Music 60. Still inscrutable? Well, here's the story. The Ukrainian super in Chris Root's apartment building would yell at Chris in apartment 60 for playing music too loud. Always Music 60, he would yell in his broken English. On Christmas morning, while the kids are poring over that $100 Lego set, here's some music they might like to listen to. Yes, it's the SpongeBob SquarePants movie soundtrack. But before you lunge for the radio dial, it's worth noting that some of the music on this disc may in fact be appreciated by the older set, especially if you skip past the cuts where SpongeBob himself sings. Otherwise, there are some decent contributions from groups including Wilco, The Flaming Lips, Ween, and this one from The Shins.
Did you ever wonder what crazy adventures there might be? Unfolding in the currents under the waves at the bottom of the sea.
next, a couple of CDs for the world music fans on your shopping list. This is music from Senegal, infused with the energy of the South Bronx. This kind of rap on steroids from the group Dara J actually comes from a Senegalese rhythmic poetry called Tasso. Dara J's leader, Fada Freddy, says that people would use it to talk about their environment, their living conditions, the situation of the country, and their hopes for the future. The new CD from Dara J is called Boomerang. Another, perhaps less frenetic, offering from modern-day Africa is this from Mali, Tasumakan by Issa Bagayogo. There's a lot of Afro-pop cranked out of the studios of Paris or London these days, but this one is truly homegrown, recorded in Bamako. But the sound is modern and mesmerizing. Maybe that's why Bagayogo is known in Mali as Techno Issa. The holidays are, of course, about giving, and one CD that's come out recently extends the gift even farther. 38 Songs of Hope is a collection to raise funds and awareness of Parkinson's disease research.
The music would take her away if she'd be singing.
Washington, D.C. lawyer Rob Litowitz and his siblings wanted to honor their mother, Selma, who suffered from Parkinson's for 15 years. Rob didn't have any experience in the music industry, but he had done some legal work for David Crosby. Crosby helped him establish contacts and music rights for the compilation that includes contributions from Crosby and Graham Nash, Bonnie Raitt, Alejandro Escovedo, and this one from Dar Williams.
Take my hand on to when they ask how far love goes, when my job's done, you'll be the love who knows.
Even though she says she's stopped performing in public, there's been a lot of activity this year from Joni Mitchell. A collection of greatest hits called Dreamland was released, but perhaps more compelling is a CD called The Beginning of Survival. The songs are lesser known, but personally curated by Mitchell for the election year past. Politically oriented selections, such as this environmental song performed with Willie Nelson, Cool Water.
In my mind, I see a big green tree.
And a river flowing free. We're waiting up ahead for you and me.
Water cool, clear water.
Also released this year, a stunning DVD called Refuge of the Roads, a chronicle of Joni Mitchell's landmark 1983 concert tour. The video includes footage from the longest tour of her career, intercut with home movies and film clips. There are brilliant recordings of Joni with her full band playing everything from Raised on Robbery to Chinese Cafe. But the most powerful performance is simply Joni, alone on stage with an electric guitar. Woodstock, over three decades since its birth at the height of the Vietnam War, seems as timely and vital to listen to in 2004 as it's ever been.
Ooh, where stardust come from, billion-year-old carbon. Oh, and where gold down
just got caught up in some evil bargains. How are we gonna get ourselves back to the garden?
Ned Wharton's director's cuts, including music samples and more, can be found on our website at npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen.